it's all the regret, and it's all the shame, and it's all in my head, but it's stronger than any chain.
The greatest lie I told myself was that it could not be done, watching others take the prize when I should have been the one.
You could waste your whole life waiting for that mountain to move, but it's waiting on you. It's waiting
on you.
It's waiting
on you.
You gotta make it
move.
Yeah. I see you on your front porch judging all the rest, when just behind your front door
on you.
It's waiting on
you.
It's waiting on you. You gotta make it move. It's waiting on you. You gotta make it move.
Take it away, Allie.
Well, hello, we're back.
This is the Smooth Jelly Experience, yeah. And you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah,
this is
Allie, and we got Pat over there,
hello.
Big Pat, aka the Big Pat. And then we got Will over there.
We got a guest here.
Yeah.
I'd like to introduce myself.
Give it to us.
As Will Hollinger.
Will
AKA,
Will Hollinger.
AKA the Boston big boy, AKA the blonde bandit, AKA the tall Timbery.
There we go.
Tiny.
Yep.
Tim.
Yep.
AKA the blue eyed Bambina.
Ooh.
AKA Will. That's my homie.
And we got Matt coming with some pizza later.
Hopefully. Whoa, 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 whoa. That's not true.
Oh, just kidding.
But Matt will be appearing.
Damn. You never know. And if you guys are watching this game right now, ninth inning, one out, Red Sox are about to win the World Series.
Yeah.
So, history.
History's going on.
Yeah, go Boston.
Go Phillies.
Anyone know when the parade is?
It'd probably be like next week.
During the week, like
we gotta go to that
Thursday or something.
I don't think it'd be this week, right? It'd be next week. Maybe it'd be. Oh, it probably would be this week.
Yeah, quick usually, right?
Dude, Sale is pitching right now. Sale's closing the game. Some crazy shit. Should we play a song? Or should we just watch this? I kind of just want to watch this.
We should play a song.
I got Good Kisser on.
What's a Good Kisser?
By Lake Street Drive.
Oh, you mean Lake Street Dive?
Lake Street. Drive, all the
same. Okay, right. Let's hear it.
We'll see you guys later.
Everything. Tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them all the things you told me in your desperate whisper. If you're gonna tell them everything, don't leave out the good part. Tell them the way that you broke my heart when you told me that you missed her. Tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them I'm a good kisser. You know I'm not proud of the thing that we did. Did it work out just the way that you? Gonna tell them everything. Tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them all the things you told me in your desperate whisper. If you're gonna tell them everything, don't leave out the good part. Tell them the way that you broke my heart when you told me that you missed her. Tell them I'm a good kisser.
Boston community, this day is big, this day was coming, and Titletown deserves a baby.
The Philadelphia Phillies will rebound in the 2019 season.
have Matt, who has finally decided to join us here today. And Matt is going to give us professional experience. It's professional talking about this Red Sox World Series win. The Red Sox are the MLB championships.
In the world of Chase Utley, the world being champions, so we don't care about
it. Exactly.
I don't like the Red Sox particularly.
I mean.
But congratulations.
Oh, you're not on.
What's your analysis?
Analysis of the game? Dave Roberts to be fired as the Dodgers manager.
But
also at the same time, that's going to be a too often take and take. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, in reality...
Dude, look at Mookie, man. He looks so happy. Oh, Mookie.
Yeah.
Dude, look
in
at
reality,
him.
The Dodgers bullpen just blew it, and the Dodgers hitters couldn't come alive in a game like this. So, like...
I think it's just the Red Sox are just so fucking good.
I'm going to go...
Is this the best World Series team ever?
I highly doubt that.
No, they're not.
I
the
don't
Astros...
Know. This is a pretty dominant team, though.
That's true.
They won 108 wins.
Maybe like the past 10 years, maybe, but like not ever.
I mean, like the real Yankees.
Yeah, I'm saying like the Yankees back in the day, really good.
104.
It doesn't happen. Did you like average? You win like 2 out of 3 in a series, kind of thing. Like you're not gonna sweep this every single series. Yeah. Because like for baseball, it's like you have like pitchers who like grew up for pitchers.
your part, singing after dark, people think I'm crazy. Stuffing on my feet, shuffling to the street, asking people, what's the matter with you, boy?
Yeah, so we got a tough week ahead of us. We have 30 minutes until it starts. What are our feelings, boys?
I actually like the idea of our show being like leading into actually Monday.
Yeah.
You think so?
I agree.
This is literally the last minutes of the weekend.
That's true.
You're holding on for dear life.
R.I.P. We should have some sort of like something that we go out with every week to like
rest
bring
in, peace
in the new
the
week.
Weekend.
Yeah.
Doesn't the week start on Sunday?
But then people are going to think the weekend died.
Not our week. Our week starts
on
Monday.
You don't like him?
Okay. I'm not convinced.
I think we should play American Pie as our last song every
week.
Every week.
I kind of agree. I like the patriotism and the imagery.
Exactly. It's kind of like to get your spirits up, but also to reflect.
True.
And is that anything...
Did you write the book of love? And did you
have anyway.
Nah, I want your real feedback. So what's been going on in the sports world?
In the sports world, man?
Yeah. Oh,
College football collapsed.
Oklahoma City just got their first win over the Phoenix Suns.
Have they not won until now?
No, is that insane?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think it's going to
be. It's
like
them and the Cavs.
Yep. The Cavs?
Tyronn Lue just got fired.
Oh, right. God. Yeah. But, like, I mean, Westbrook and Paul George are just
shooting themselves
in the foot by staying on
I have
an
exercise for all four of us. This is, like, what I use to, like, I feel like, understand sports. Let's spell out LeBron's name. I'll start. L.
E.
No, A.
No, it's E.
No, it's L.A. Brown.
Oh, shit. Okay. Say it.
A.
Uh-huh.
B.
R.
O.
N.
There we go. I feel like that kind of helped us kind of just get a handle on what this segment really is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confused.
I don't get it either.
Okay, trivia. What is the baseball trophy called? The World Series trophy.
It's called the World Champion Trophy.
It's called the Vince Lombardi.
Wrong.
Well, we know what the Stanley Cup is, and we know what the Super Bowl is. It's just the Superb Bowl. And then we know
What?
Right, yeah, like, why
doesn't
the World Series? I know what it looks like, though.
A championship ring.
Wrong, and wrong. It's called the Commissioner's Trophy.
That's dumb.
Lame.
That is lame.
Like,
It has. It's a really cool looking trophy.
Yeah,
with the flags of all the different teams.
It's definitely shaped the coolest so of all cool. of them, right?
I think it's definitely like the Lombardi trophy is kind of like nice.
But like that's not that just doesn't have a flair, you know.
Basketball is called the Larry O'Brien Trophy.
Yeah. After famed basketball
star. We got to touch the trophy when I was in like 7th grade. They brought it to our middle school. Some local ass.
Is that how it is in Boston? They treat them like
what school do you go to?
Let middle schoolers get their grubby hands all over their trophies. They got so many.
There was some kid in my grade that like his dad owned the Red Sox or something. Like was a co-owner, part owner. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's the most tough sentence of all time.
No.
Some kid in my grade, like his dad owned the Red Sox.
The Red Sox, like it's many people own it.
A part owner.
A part owner.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's like how I own Tesla.
Grandpa's friend or something.
And grandpa's distant. Friend, man. My grandpa had a lot of friends. That doesn't mean I get to.
It was distant.
Yeah.
Without the Sixers, man.
I mean, it's been a so-so start.
You still
That's
trusting?
All I really got. Of course.
Always trusting?
Of course. I'm pretty low energy right now. I'll meet Jeb Bush, if you will.
Low energy, Matt.
Low energy, Jeb. Matt.
America.
Yeah, let's talk about Jeb Bush.
Okay.
Washed up.
All right. Should we spell that one? I think that we should go to bed.
E-B.
That's not how you spell Jeb.
Jeeb.
That's a whole different subject.
It's a different thing, man.
This is low energy radio right now.
This is always like this is exactly low energy radio.
Well,
God bless.
All right.
I said we play a song.
And with that.
And with that, I'm gonna go to bed.
With that, we'll come our next song.
Boy, we'll call it 15 or so.
Guess?
I found myself annoyed by a syndrome of sorts in my bones. That girl who's next to me.
Wait, right next to me.
She found herself bored to tears. She realized if she wanted conversation, she's out of luck for 3 more years. Syndrome of sorts in her bones. That girl who's next to me, she don't know her worth in this town. 'Cause her face starts to shine when that meathead behind me is grinning as he's checking her out. I said, all I can hope for is for you to get better, 'cause all I can take is no more. Friends licking tears over beers once again.
tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see a big stone and I borrowed. Yeah. Why I'm easy, I'm easy like Sunday morning. That's why I'm easy, I'm easy like Sunday morning. To make it, everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. I'm not happy when I try to fake it. No, ooh, that's why I'm easy. Like Sunday morning, yeah. That's why I'm easy like Sunday morning. I wanna be high, so high.
Easy by the Commodores, and next up we have a PSA announcement from Will.
Yeah. So,
have you ever been on radio before today?
I haven't. No, I have once before.
I think you have.
Yeah, when with Will Wilson.
Sorry. Focus on my bad.
Here are some numbers to think about. This is a PSA from WMFO Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Prescription drugs versus medical marijuana deaths.
Pew 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 pew.
The number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs is 54.
54.
But you might be surprised. The number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history is 0.
I thought you were going to say 53.
So, just some statistics to think about on this cold night.
Cold.
It's a real it's a Canadian perspective to take.
Yeah, very Canadian of you. Will's a resident Canadian right here.
He's from Edmonton, not, I believe.
If I was, I do say go Oilers.
Go Oilers.
And with that,
With that,
we have our next song.
What's the next song? Did I cue it?
I think you cued this one. Sex in the City?
Sex in the City. We were talking about this show, song. This movie, but I had to bring the song into it. It's kind of a weird song.
Should be fun, though.
Enjoy.
No, I can't. I can't.
Okay, no problem. Because what we can do, we can break that up into 3 monthly payments.
Beautiful people only live in downtown, in midtown, and around where I stay. Is it the brain that really matters, or the character that flatters, or dependent on their beautiful...
Okay, so the first one I do have to ask, would you be able to pay the balance in full today, 691?
No, I can't.
Okay, no problem. Because what we can do, we can break that up into 3 monthly payments.
Beautiful people only live in downtown, in midtown, and around where I stay. Is it the brain that really matters, or the character that flatters, or dependent on their beautiful face? But if you're beautiful from birth, do you really have the courage of a woman picked on for a girth? Ever since she was a kid, you know how kids work, up until she was a full-grown adult. Now, I'm not saying that it's real smooth sailing, but guys, being nice doesn't hurt. And I'm not saying that they're perfect, I'm just saying that they're different. And the difference is they love to wear skirts. Sex in the City, probably feels really, really nice. With hands placed on faces and twinkles in their eyes. Sex in the City, probably looks really, really great. With a girl that's like a 10 and a guy that's about an 8. Sex in the City sounds like it takes place on stage. But moaning in key while Marvin Gaye sings. Sex in the City. Smell like great jobs and promising careers. My candles smell like fear. My roommates may hear. I have really bad acne. Looks like the gosh dang night sky. And I promise I'm gonna get it taken care of. So I'm not a baby maker looker, but maybe I am. To a woman that really loves me for who I am. Or maybe who I'm not. Either way, it's getting bothered and hot. Gross. Hey, missus, will you take me to a world where nothing else exists except the contents of our soul? And there we'll talk. You know, their Instagram DM works too. What up? If I look like Brad Pitt mixed with a bit of Jake Gyllenhaal to pull David Hasselhoff, I wouldn't be here at all. I'd be in Los Angeles. Or at your mom's house eating all the sandwiches. Sex in the City probably feels really, really nice. With hands placed on faces and twinkles in their eyes. Sex in the City probably looks really, really great. With a girl that's like a 10 and a guy that's about an 8. Sex in the City sounds like it takes place on stage. But moaning in key while Marvin Gaye sings. Sex in the City candles smell like great jobs and promising careers. My candles smell like fear. My roommates may hear. And socks. And whatever freshening spray I used 30 minutes beforehand. Where I quickly went through my room trying to clean it.
I should not sit on this couch and watch Netflix. I should take pouty mouth pics for my press kit. I should defy the rules of logic. I should invent some quirky new merchandise product. I just want to rap good and not sell breadsticks. I will not become a martyr for the deadbeats. I will shave my beard off by the end of this week. I will go out and learn to socialize and figure out why all my...
Ah!
No, no, eight more minutes.
Eight more minutes of the weekend.
We will send out the weekend with...
It's almost Monday.
Yeah, with our go-to, American Pie by Don McLean.
We play this every week.
Yeah.
Every even week. Though we're only here every other week.
We still play it every week. Every other week, starting this week.
every other week.
Every
60% of the time.
Every other week.
Yeah. 60% of the time, it works all the time.
Have a great week. This is Matthew Soderbergh and some other fellas.
And the Smooth Jam.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio featuring William Hollinger.
What do you got any last words?
Good luck on this week, everybody. I know we're all grinding and you got it out there. I believe in you. It'll be over before you know it, just one day at a time.
Spread love, not war.
Spread love. I haven't got the phrase.
And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so,
love. Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes
and I dig those rhythmy blues. I was a lonely teenage bronkin' bug with a pink carnation and a pickup truck, and I knew that I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing, "Bye bye, Miss American Pie." Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and lost rose fat on a rolling stone. But that's not how it used to be when the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. Day that I die. This will be the day that I die. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast, and landed foul on
played a marching tune.